Now, thus far we've said developing a healthy self-esteem is biblical. We've also said that it's based on our concept of God, and we've also reminded ourselves that in order to see myself from God's point of view, I have to remind myself of many of the things that the Scriptures teach regarding what God thinks of me. And we've seen some wonderful things that God thinks of you and of me. Now, having said this, we must also add, one of the things that keeps us from a healthy self-esteem, many times, is an irresponsible behavior on our part. James says in James 4:17, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Now all James is saying is if I know what responsible behavior is, and I choose to behave irresponsibly, it's going to be sin for me, because I know better. It's been discovered in tests of various kinds that whenever an individual functions irresponsibly, they damage themselves because they know that they are not behaving up to what they could behave. This is a very important principle, by the way, in the rearing of children, in helping them learn and holding them to responsible behavior for their own good. Whenever we allow them to function permissively, overly permissively, after a period of time, they know that they are not functioning responsibly. And it does something to their own self-esteem. So limits are very important. That's true for us as adults as well. For example, if we allow ourselves to get involved in a situation where we are responsible, but we shift the blame on somebody else or on something else, we're behaving irresponsibly. That's what happened in the garden when first Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the serpent. You see, they got involved in the blaming game. And when you get involved in blaming, nobody wins because you are behaving irresponsibly and it tears you down inside. You know you are trying to eliminate the responsibility of your action. We can't do that. Therefore, our attitude should always be the statement of Paul in Acts 22:10. Lord, what do you want me to do? Don't blame the circumstance. Don't blame the other person. Ask God to help you. And every time you take responsibility for your action and make it right, whatever that is, whatever that requires, every time you do that, you develop a greater concept of your own worth because you are behaving responsibly. Now, what is the difference between self-esteem that we've been talking about and self-centeredness? Remember at the beginning I said many of the things that are advocated by secular psychologists today have a grain of truth in them, but they are too self-centered. They exalt self. Self receives the benefits. What is the difference then between biblical self-esteem and self-centeredness? Let me give you two basic differences. Self-centeredness says, I'm more important. Note the word, more important. There's a comparison there. I'm comparing myself with somebody else. I'm competing with them. I'm saying I'm better than they are. Self-centeredness, then, says, I'm more important. Self-esteem says, I'm important. Not more important, not less important. I'm just important. I'm important to God. I'm important to the body. I've been created by God with a unique purpose. Therefore, I'm important to God. Another comparison between these two. Self-centeredness constantly compares with somebody else and competes with somebody else and is continually trying to be better than or feeling inferior to someone else. This is self-centeredness, comparing and competing. Self-esteem, on the other hand, simply confirms what God has said. He says, I'm important and I believe that. He says I have a special place in the body, and I accept that. He says I am unique, and I believe that. He makes these wonderful statements about me, and I seek to live on the basis of what he says about me. This is what biblical self-esteem involves, seeing myself from God's point of view. And that requires knowing what his point of view of me is. Now, why then is this whole matter of self-esteem so important in interpersonal relationships? Remember, we asked that question at the beginning of this session. Why is it so important? How does it affect me? And we gave two or three answers then. I want to give you four final points. One, self-esteem is important because my fellowship with God is determined by my attitude regarding what he thinks of me. Remember I said, if I think that God accepts me on the basis of performance, then when I don't perform as well as I think I should, I feel that God doesn't accept me, and my fellowship with him is marred because of my own self-esteem. I see myself as unacceptable to God, and I forget that I am accepted in his Son. There's a very interesting study that's been made on the basis of self-fulfilling prophecies. And the study is simply this, that when I am with someone whose opinion of me is important, I behave not as I think of myself and not as they think of me, but as I think they think of me. In other words, whatever I think their opinion of me is causes me to behave in a certain way. Now, this is true with regards to God as well. What I think God thinks of me, my attitude regarding what he thinks of me, determines my response to God. So this is one reason this matter of self-esteem is important. Secondly, it helps me to relate more maturely to others. You see, I'm no longer competing. I'm no longer comparing. I simply accept myself the way I am, the way God has made me. I seek to fill my place. When others get more credit or have a more public place, I have no envy because I know that I am functioning and doing what God wants me to do. So I relate more maturely to others. Third, it affects my acceptance of others for this reason. As I recognize God's acceptance of me as a person, I say to myself, well, he accepts Joe in the same way. Just like he accepts me, he accepts Joe. So when I look at Joe, I think God loves him and accepts him, and by his grace, I want to accept Joe in that very same way. So my acceptance of others is governed to a great degree by my own recognition of my acceptance by God. And finally, it liberates me to fulfill my function in the body of Christ. God has given a gift, whatever that might be. He wants that gift used for the well-being and the development of the whole body. And so, as I accept myself as I am, without trying to compete or compare, as I thank God for how he has made me, it frees me to be who God wants me to be, to do what God wants me to do. And I contribute positively, effectively, to the body, and the whole body functions better because I'm willing to do that. I read a statement once with which I want to close. Very simple, but a very profound concept. Don't let what you cannot do keep you from doing what you can do.